blessing of the Lord today, because if you prayed for somebody today, are you washing his feet? Are you happy to participate in the Holy Communion, washing of the feet? Yes, amen. You feel, you pass a blessing to somebody today, not only by symbolically washing the feet, but praying for that person.
You know, we have been coming here for a long time, and today God gave us an opportunity. God gave us an opportunity very clearly to pray for one another. And as we wash one another's feet, as a symbolical act, and we are shortly going to have Holy Communion, but let me explain the meaning of Holy Communion tonight. There are a lot of confusion about it, the Holy Communion. Why it is done? What is the purpose of it? What is the significance of it? And tonight, as the Lord helps us, let's begin to understand this. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that this evening that you begin to help us to understand this divine truth, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's read the scripture where Paul said, in 1 Corinthians 11, 23-25, he said, I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often ye drink in remembrance of me. This is very important here. For often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore whoso eat this shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat the bread and drink the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh for damnation for himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among, but when we would judge ourselves, we have chastened of the Lord, and we should not be condemned. The most important thing here, the Lord is saying is, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, he that drinketh a damnation to himself. Why? Not discerning the Lord's body. You see? Why, if somebody is drinking unworthily, is the reason of he is not discerning the Lord's body. So we need to discern what is the Lord's body. We know he is the head. We know there is a body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now what happens here, he says there is a need for us to do is to discern. If we don't discern the Lord's body, then there is, when we do that, this act without discerning it properly, what is the Lord's body, then there is going to be some sort of a Lord will have a problem with us. So we need to understand this. What do you mean by discerning the Lord's body? Now the Lord's body, you see, the Holy Communion is an act which cannot be participated alone, singly. I cannot drink, you can drink wine at home single by yourself. But, you know, Holy Communion is a corporate act together of group of people. So you need to understand what is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me go back to the beginning of the scriptures which I try to explain things to you. So based on that, we are trying to understand the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the body of the Lord Jesus Christ is a consist of many members that are represented here who are redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody who is redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who are saved by grace. Peter says, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So anybody who has repented and obtain forgiveness of the Lord Jesus, forgiveness of his sins, and then that person becomes a son or a daughter of God or a child of God, and then we become the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We become the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a supernatural body. It is different places we are. It's not a particular denomination of the church. The body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody born into the kingdom of God, born through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this body of the Lord Jesus Christ has the nature of the Lord. You see, the head is the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not somebody else's body. Jesus is the head and it is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. So naturally, the body has to have the same flow of absolute what the head wants in the body to be like. Now Peter, in 2 Peter 1, 4 to 8 says, by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. He talks about divine nature here. Whom he is telling? For the believers to be a partakers of the divine nature, not a human nature. Divine nature. So that's why we are surpassing a kind of desires, human things, and surpassing into a nature which God has designed. Humanly speaking, and some of you wouldn't want to do feet washing. Why would I should do it? Humanly speaking, it's an act which sometimes we feel very uncomfortable. But when we have the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is absolutely no problem even washing the feet of the person who has the ugliest feet. There is no question about it. We will not select the people, but you will, that's the nature. You have to have the divine nature to do that. There are certain things in our lives that we like to do and we don't like to do. But there are certain things when the Lord wants us to do, we can only do those things if we have this divine nature in us. So there is a transformation from a human nature to a divine nature. And then he says, having escaped the corruption of this world through lust, and besides this, giving diligence to add to your faith. You see, there are a lot of things that we need to add to our faith. A lot of people say, okay, you believe on the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved and your household. Okay, that's the faith you have, you believe. But he says there has to be a faith plus. You have to add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to the knowledge temperance, and temperance patience, and patience godliness, godliness brotherly love, and brotherly charity. So there are a lot of things that need to be had from the day you are born of God. When we experience the born again experience, when you obtain forgiveness, from that by faith we are saved, by the grace of God. So from that moment in time, then there are certain things that the Lord would begin to work in our lives, the Spirit of God. And there are certain things that begin to add in our lives that would be create this divine nature in our lives. And the very reason that God wants us is, there's no question that for us, once from the time we are born of God, we can't be in the same level. He says, be a perfect therefore as even your father. That's a requirement by the Lord. In spiritual life, we are walking according to natural affinities. We generally have natural affinities. I said last Sunday. Sunday morning before. We have a lot of natural affinities. We like some people, we don't like some people. You see? We have friends, we have relations, we have kith and kin whom we like. Some people we don't like, some faces we don't like. But when the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ in you, this has to leave ourselves. We cannot choose the people whom we like, we dislike. Because that is contrary to the divine nature that God wants to have in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the dislikes and likes cannot maintain in our life if you are a child of God. Because we have certain natural affinities, but those affinities are good. I'm not saying it is bad. But what happens is that you should not live and die for those things. You should allow the Spirit of God to reign yourself. So you go beyond your natural affinities. Allow the divine nature so that even you can look at the enemy in his face and pray for you. That's what the Christ is looking as a divine nature. He said, if we walk in the light as God is in the light, God will give us communion with the people whom we have no natural affinity. There are people who have no natural affinity. But if we are walking in the light of God, if you have communion with, then that's the communion that God is looking for us. God will give us ample opportunities in actual life to prove whether we are perfect as the Father in heaven. Now there are so many aspects that God will give every day. Now today we demonstrated an act where we wash one another's feet and we pray for one another, which was not done many times. Maybe sometimes the people whom you don't like, you need to do this for. To be a disciple of Christ or a bride of Christ means that we are deliberately identifying ourselves with God's interest in other people's life. God's interest, not our interest. Now our interest is only our children, our family and our friends. But when the Spirit of God works in us, then it goes beyond that realm and go into other people's life. We have an interest in the life of people whom we don't even think. And that's why Jesus says that ye love one another as I have loved you. If the Spirit of God has transformed you within, you will demonstrate the divine characteristic in your life. Now this is exactly what we fail to see. You know, in this fellowship, it's no point having the revelations. It's no point you say, okay, I know from first chapter to last chapter 22, the book of Revelation. If you don't demonstrate the nature of God in your life, no point knowing all the prophecies, all the revelations. He said that you need to make sure that the word is manifested in the divine characteristic manifested in your life and my life. The God's life in us expresses itself as God's life, not human life. Artificially trying to do, you know, a lot of people try to do artificially good, no, you know. You force. A lot of denominations you have, you know, you spend CPM, they artificially say, okay, we are dressed, white. Do this, no fellowship with this, that, all kinds of artificial. It's not artificially enforced in our lives. It is not artificially enforcing, do this and don't do that. But it is the life of Christ manifested in us, so that it is not the human do's and don'ts, but the divine nature manifested in us. Paul says in Galatians 1:16, to reveal his son in me. Now what happens is, he says to reveal the Son of God in me. Now every one of us are born of his Spirit. Now we need to demonstrate now to reveal the Son of God in me. Now God will give us so many opportunities daily basis to reveal this. Reveal the Son of, we come across so many incidents and things in our life where we are permitted by God to demonstrate the Son of God lives in us. Now we say, okay, we have the fullness of the Spirit. Jesus lives in us. We say the Lord lives in us by His Spirit. And then if you say like that, then God will bring before you ample opportunities to reveal the Son of God in you. There are ample opportunities that comes on your way, on my way. And then we need to see whether we are really and truly the children of the living God. And if we are in communion with God, it is uninterrupted process of God's divine nature flows through us to demonstrate where I indeed is seed. You remember, every seed that is planted would bring forth the fruit, the tree, and demonstrated the actual nature of that seed. Now if we are the seed of God, and there is an uninterrupted process of God's Spirit working in us, then we need to make sure that we bring forth that nature in us. Now I will come to this aspect of Holy Communion shortly, because this Holy Communion is all to do with that. All to do with that demonstrating the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again Paul says, my little children whom I travail in birth until the Christ be formed in you. In Galatians 4:19. Now Paul says he travailed for these people in Galatia until the Christ be formed in us. Now brothers and sisters, we bring forth all these important teachings, particularly in the book of Revelation. We are studying the seven seals now. Now all these seals are in vain if you and I fail to demonstrate the very nature of Christ in our life. Because you say that you are born again. You say that you have the Spirit of God. You say that you are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you say that you know all the scriptures. But yet when it comes to, when God gives the opportunity, you and I fail to demonstrate the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, in my life. That's why he says, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for unto good work, which God has before ordained that we should walk. We are his workmanship. Whose workmanship? God's workmanship. So there has to be a demonstration expected by God. All the attributes of the sovereign creator were in Jesus after incarnation. There at the river Jordan, when John baptized him. When God incarnated him, when the Holy Spirit came upon him, and the Lord Jesus Christ in fullness manifested the every attribute of the Creator, the sovereign Creator. As Christ received the fullness of the Father, we have received the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:19 says that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. So now the question is, now this is what God deserves for us. God deserves for us to come to the fullness of God. The fullness of God. We each one need to learn how to live a life of Christ that people can see the life of Christ duplicated in us. You remember I told you the Christians were called at that time because they looked like Christ. Not in their dress, but the nature, the demonstrate the absolute attributes of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today we fail to do that. And I think this is a fellowship which we have the opportunity to demonstrate that. It's a small group of people, we can demonstrate that in our lives as we allow it to pour into others. So this I explained to you. Let's go back to this aspect. The lost body. Now what happens is, if you look at this, is as the body of the Lord Jesus Christ was broken and his blood was poured out for our salvation and our redemption, and we commemorate his death, we need to be aware of that we are the body of Christ. You remember on the cross it is the body that hung, right? It is the body that hung, and that body was broken for me and you. You know, in the olden days, for children of Israel, for their sin, God ordained a sacrifice. A sinless, spotless lamb has to be sacrificed for to take away the sin of the Jewish people. And then same thing replicated when the Lord Jesus Christ came as the Lamb of God. When he was the Lamb of God, he was made that sacrifice. So the death on the cross is a sacrifice. So what we are commemorating today is a sacrifice, what the Lord made for you and me. Now when his body was broken, his blood was poured for my redemption, for your redemption, for my salvation, your salvation. Now we need to understand this aspect. Now because of his body was broken on the sacrifice, now when we partake this bread, which is a symbolical emblems, we need to understand that this, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ was broken for you and me, and today we have the salvation, we are redeemed because he was broken, and we have the blood that cleanses us because blood was poured. And tonight we have these emblems here, we have the bread here, we have the wine. It's not nectar or ribena, it's real wine. It's wine and it's unleavened bread. It's not cream crackers. what happens here is, we need to understand, you know, when you participate on this broken bread, right? When you and I participate in this broken bread, you remember that the body of the Lord Jesus Christ was broken. It was broken as a sacrifice by Him to redeem me and you. So when you participate, when you take this bread and begin to eat it, what do? You participate in the sacrifice that Lord made for you and me. And you need to also be broken. There are a lot of things to be broken in our lives and my life and in your life. When you hold that bread which was broken, Jesus said, this is the bread of the New Testament. New Testament, new covenant, new beginning. Things have to be changed. Behold, all things are passed away. All things become new. It's a new thing. It's a new covenant, new beginning, New Testament. So when you hold this broken bread, and you need to understand whether I have been broken, whether your ego has been broken, whether your pride has been broken, whether many things that you are holding on to has been broken. Jesus sacrificed, He sacrificed. But it's not an easy thing for Him to do, because in the Garden of Gethsemane, He said, Father, if it is possible, let this pass. I don't want to go through this. It's a very difficult process. He felt it is difficult. He knew that it is, you know, he groaned. In the Garden of Gethsemane, He groaned. And He knew the difficult moment that He has to go through. Because He is going to sacrifice. Same way, when Isaac was sacrificed by Abraham, it was not an easy thing. But he sacrificed. And today, there are a lot of things that we need to understand about this sacrifice the Lord Jesus made. This evening we are here today. As a born of God people, people who are born of God. I need to ask a question, whether our lives are being broken by the Lord. Still we see so many things of the human nature working in us, because our lives are not still broken. Still the ego plays a major role in our life. Selfishness plays a major role in our life. The pride makes a major role in our life. So therefore, brothers and sisters, when you hold this bread in your hand, which was broken, remember, He died to break my pride. He died to break my ego. He died to break my selfishness. He died to make me a part of His divine nature. Because He was absolutely a giver of things. He gave. He forgave. And if He forgave us, if we can't forgive others, then there is something that we are not broken. That is why it says you discern the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you are broken, the first and foremost thing, that you give yourself to the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when you are a broken bed, you become a part where other people can benefit from yourself. Particularly in the church, in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when Jesus was broken, He said it is finished. He finished that. It's a sacrifice. So what do we remember now? Until He comes. He said, until I come, until the day of the kingdom, I drink with you. Then we are perfect. So what happens is we are reaching to be perfection. There are a lot of things that need to be broken in your life, in my life. When you hold this broken bed, remember, His life was broken so that my life would be straightened. If your life is not straightened today, that means you are not broken by the Lord. When you hold this bread, remember, your life has to be broken. So think about the thing, because as long as I'm going to be, I have an ego, as long as I'm going to be selfish, as long as I'm going to be greedy, as long as I'm going to be jealous, the body of the Lord Jesus will not benefit. Yes, that's true. If the body of the Lord Jesus Christ to be benefit by me, I have to be a person who have been totally broken by the Lord. You remember what happened to Ananias and Sapphira? They sold everything. But when they sold, they kept apart. They kept apart for themselves. They were a bit selfish. They were not going halfway. And then Peter looked at them and says, Why did you allow the same to lie? Why did you do that? On the moment they collapse. It was not possible at that time. Now we are under God's grace and mercy. God is giving us an opportunity. Because when you discern the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, the body needs you. This body of the Lord Jesus Christ need your prayers, you need your sacrifices, need your things that need to be done. Not only you need to pray for my daughter, my son, my family, my wife, my father, all this. But there are people in the body which need your prayers. But the people in the body which need your care. There are people in the body which need your sacrifice and sharing. Are we like that? Or are we me and my family and that no more anybody? Same way. He poured the wine. He poured the blood. The blood was poured. And because of that blood was poured by the Lord Jesus Christ, today we have the salvation. We are saved by grace, redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you are holding this wine, symbolically represent His blood. Remember, we also have to pour our life. Our life also have to be poured out. Our lives have been poured out to. You know, the Lord doesn't need our lives, the benefit of our lives. What He needs is, He needs that nature manifested in our lives so that there is a benefit to the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Body benefits. The broken bread and the poured out wine, we submit our lives totally to the will of the Holy God, who is our Father, who is for His absolute control. We live a sacrifice. By sacrificing our ego, our pride, our many other things that hinder us from manifesting the divine nature. Now this is very, very important, because this aspect which I said, the discerning the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, the brothers and sisters, and as I said, this is not a holy object. This bread represent here, which is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the wine which represents. You know, when Jesus held this bread, His body was with it. He had the body, but He took the bread in His hands and says, "This is the body which was broken symbolically." So it is not the objects that are holy; it is the act that is holy. So this evening, and as we go before the Lord, and as we are going to participate in this Holy Communion tonight, the question I want to pose before you and me, how much we are broken for the Lord? Do we allow our ego to still control ourselves? If the Lord Jesus Christ is living in us, He is displeased by that. Every time I allow my ego to sustain myself on my things, then that I don't become a part of the sacrifice. You see, when we identify with the Holy Communion, you identify with the Lord's death. The Lord's death is a sacrificial death. He did not die for it. He was perfect. He was sinless. He was not destined to die. You and I were destined to die, because the sin was imputed to me and you by Adam and Eve. So we were destined to die. This was imputed to us. But the Lord Jesus Christ, there was no question of that, because He was sinless. He was not destined to die, but He made Himself a sacrifice. Because He said, "I have a power to lay my life and take my life." So He laid His life as a sacrifice. So if you and I are going to be participate as the children of God, there is no question that we are not going to be part of the sacrifice. There are a lot of things that we need to sacrifice in our life to be a child of God. You know, yesterday I was watching this God TV. I was doing something on the computer and watching. It was horrible. There was a man, identifies himself as Stephen. He was preaching there are seven blessings that God has designed for you. But to get that seven blessing, you have to pay $77. 77 into 7, you know, he pawned going. I don't know whether some of you have watched that. And it was like an auction. He has so much of people receiving calls. He says, okay, India 7,000, New York 10,000, England 10,000. My goodness. It was, he is no difference between a pickpocket than who robs money on the bus. No difference. Absolutely no difference. God says, freely you have given, freely you give. Freely you have received. You cannot charge money. He was focusing only on that. He was putting all, he has the altar full of pledges, dollars. So many people pledging, all dollars pledging for what? I don't know. There is no way that you are going to do this. I don't know. I mean, that's I see no difference between him and a person who does rob money, because it's a glorified robbing of the money people. Even that's why, even here we don't ask people to, we don't demand people, we don't say anything to, you know, it's not a compulsion. If you are led of the Lord, it's all right. But there is no, we are not charging things from people. God has given to us freely, you give it to us, give it to others. So it is with the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is your life, life of sacrifice? It doesn't mean that you have to go to the jungle and give up everything. No. In day-to-day life, are you living a sacrificial life? And that's what the Holy Communion means. Because if you are living a sacrificial life, you are a part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. By your sacrificial life, the body is benefiting. You know, if you have a body, this church here, this group of people here, there are many people who need a lot of prayer. How many of us are praying for these brothers and sisters, taking time? Or do we only pray for our brother, our own family and our own success, our own things? Some of the people here need various caring, sharing and various requirements here. That's why you need to discern the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't discern, then you need to, when you participate, remember that. That's what of God. So it is a very, very sacred act, this Holy Communion. It's an act which God has designed for me and you. So, I want you to remember this. Is your life broken for the Lord? The small child, mother gave him 2 fishes and 5 loaves. The children are very selfish generally. They will not part, particularly food. But this child, he was willing to give his bread to the hand of the Lord. And as a result of that, that glorious number of people was benefited by that. There are things that God wants you to give up. Give up for the sake of, for the benefit of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Giving up, not giving up all your wealth, but giving up various things which control all your selfish motives. It's easy to give up money. If you give someone, it's easy to give money. But with your selfish motives, you cannot give up. You want to pamper more and more yourself. And that needs to be done. I think, remember tonight, when we participate this Holy Communion, God is expecting your life and my life to be broken for Him. As a result of that brokenness, somebody is going to be benefited. Because you will have time to pray for somebody other than your family. You will have time somebody to other than somebody go and minister. Go and visit. Go and share your experience. Go and share your knowledge. Share, edify. And to bring love. That is what is lacking today. We are so much busy today. We are, Satan has made us, given many, many, many ideas, many things. We are busy all the time. But we know there are people who are crying for support, for care. In the fellowship, in the body. So you discern the body. The same way, like the wine, you have to be pour yourself. You have to pour yourself in prayer for others. You have to pour yourself with your what blessings God has given to you. If God has given you abundance of material blessings, there are people who need something. Not outside. Not the poor, all the Lions, Rotary, let them do all those things. Oh, there are social groups, NGOs and all. Let them look after all these poverty people. But there are people in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ who are in need. They are in need of food. They are in need of clothing. They are in need of shelter. They are in need of many things in the family of God. And you have a responsibility. to look after that, discerning of the body. And therefore tonight, as we participate, let's ask this question. Our lives are broken for the Lord. Your life is poured out for the Lord. And if your life is poured out and broken, then somebody in the family of God is going to benefit. Somebody in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to benefit. Are you giving your time to the Lord? It's easy to give your 10%, but are you giving your time to the Lord? Are you giving your energy to the Lord? Are you really investing in the whole your life in the Lord? Thereby many people in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ benefiting. How many people have benefited spiritually by your life? How many people you have inspired spiritually? How many people you have edified? How many people that have come to the full knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ by the life of your life? This is what is Holy Communion. This is what is sacrifice. He has sacrificed, He expects us to be sacrificed. Sacrifice means it is hurting. It is not easy, you know. Every time you have to sacrifice something you like in order to reserve, get time to pray for somebody. Go before the knees and pray for somebody in this fellowship. God will guide you. God will in the spirit tell you, pray for that person. Be in the spirit. There is somebody who would be going through. And we remember our brother, Aaron. You know, he was going through a difficult time with his wife. And I think we should have really appealed and ministered. And I think some of us fail to minister in the body. Now this is what the Lord wants. Every one of us go through various difficult times. Sometimes sicknesses, sometimes various situations which are difficult to us to handle. So then what happens is, if we have a group of people, we don't need to gather like this all the time, maybe in different places, praying continuously beyond our family, beyond our friends, beyond our children, beyond our wives and husbands, everyone. And if you are calling them to find out, how are you, brother? Are you okay? Can I do something? Are we doing this? Or we only come here, we see the faces and we just go back? There has to be a body that you need to discern that you are part of. Let's understand this. I want you and I as tonight to spend a little time before we participate in the communion. Are we involved in the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ? This is a sacrifice. And you are going to participate in that sacrifice. And by that sacrifice, when you hold that broken bread, you are going to remember it is the body. There is a sacrifice that you have to make for the benefit of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you doing that? Your blood has to be poured for the benefit of every one of us. Therefore, let us spend some time in prayer. As we spend time in prayer, few moments, ask the Lord anything that the Lord we are holding on to our lives. Are we need our lives to be broken tonight? Are there anything that prevent us giving our lives over to the Lord and thereby the church being benefit? Body of the Christ being benefit. Do we block the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ fully manifesting in our lives? And as you spend your time before the Lord, let us prepare tonight. We participate in this Holy Communion. We invite every one of you participate. But if you feel that you should abstain from this, that's all right. And I ask Brother Sriyan and Brother Ravi to come over here. And as we are going to pray for these emblems here, let's stand to our feet and pray for the bread which represents the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
ask the Lord to bless these emblems. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bring before you, Lord, these emblems which you have given to us tonight to participate in this Holy Communion, Lord. You said, if we judge ourselves, we shall not judge the judge. Lord, we need to understand what it means to be a participant of this Holy Communion. It is not the object that is holy, it is the act that is holy, Father. By virtue of this act, my Father, there is going to be healing to our bodies. There is going to be complete healing to our lives. And there is going to be demonstration of the Lord Jesus Christ, divine nature. In Jesus' name, Amen.